Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You'll want to stay connected because you're going to need light, hope, and direction. And God's given us some wisdom to really help you out. Now, he's doing this, I'm sure, all over the world. He has people that he reserves to be able to say what he wants to say in seasons he wants to say it. But I can rest assured, you can rest assured that he's downloaded a lot to us that we want to unfold to you that may take a decade to be able to share it all. But it's a precept upon precept to get his church back to himself. Mm-hmm. You know, to bring, get us back to the simplicity of the gospel and all that. And it makes me think about, you know, looking at the VFN torch right now, you know, look at the stories that just hit this particular weekend, you know, and one of them, of course, is the hurricane that's coming towards the Republican National Convention. Of course, as soon as it started stirring, the Lord touched my heart in the particular article on the VFN torch is called Hurricane Isaac, a warning shot fired over the bow. Of America. And let's think about a ship. The front of a ship's called a bow. And if it's shot over the bow, that means it doesn't hit the ship. Mm-hmm. But it's called warning.
Right.
It's called warning. And he immediately began to stir my heart in Proverbs chapter 1. You know, Proverbs chapter 1, that this is a warning shot. Things are about to begin to unfold rapidly. It's not like, you know, things have been very just gradual. And, you know, there have been tragedies, but there have been space between the tragedies. Mm-hmm. And there's been, you know, a little breathing room between there. And Proverbs chapter 1 says, you know, and this is wisdom speaking from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 through 33. He says, out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Which is, it's actually good news because it tells us what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, just repent. Then, if we repent, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. Mm-hmm. I will make known to you my teachings. Mm-hmm. So you think about it before we go any further. God loves you. He has a plan for your life. He loves you. He's jealously in love with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's love, and then there's jealous love.
Right.
You know, and being in law enforcement, history in law enforcement, that the jealous love was dangerous love because, you know, they would really hurt you, you right. know, for because of the deep, you know, murder is a jealous spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and but that's not God's jealous. Mm-hmm. God, that's perfect. So his jealous, like He's intensely in love with you. So if you're going after other gods, if you're living in sin, I mean, understand he loves you so much that you can get hurt in this process.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
And I think at VFN TV, make sure to make this available to all of our viewers out there on VFN TV. And you can go to VFNTV.com and watch this. Is, you know, jealous love. You know, God's jealous love, that you got to be careful because he loves you so much that you can die in the process.
Yes.
I mean, many people fell and the earth split and swallowed people up because God's anger, his jealous, loving anger began to just quake. And if you understand love, you understand that because nobody can hurt you like the ones that you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in that, it's dangerous to be loved as much as God loves you. It's dangerous. And it can cost you your life. And if you have more sin than life, if it costs you your life, then you could end up, because of God's response to the sin of man, that things could begin to quake and your life could end outside of knowing him and it would not be good. You would end up totally separate from God in hell.
Right. Yeah.
So you don't want that. So we can just turn.
Mm-hmm.
And realize it's a loving God saying, turn to me. I want to reveal my thoughts to you. I want to stroll with you like I did with Adam in the garden. I want to know your thoughts, and I want you to know my thoughts, and we're going to talk, and we're going to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. And that's what we're trying to do through VFN TV, you know, in the daily radio program. We talk about this. But the teachings, precept upon precept, you get that at VFN TV. Or if you're not even connected, you could join the VFN family. Go to VFNfamily.org. Mm-hmm. But listen, this is what happens, and this is what the prophetic warning is. He says, but since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand. And that's amazing to me. And it's really amazing to me because my brothers and sisters that I love, not only do they not pay attention, but they become critical when God reveals to them.
Yeah.
You know, when you share with them, you know, what's taking place. And it's like, oh my goodness, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you really taking a critical stance right now? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not the time to take a critical stance. He says, but since you refused to listen when I called and no one paid attention when I stretched my hand, which means this is what this means, that God could be doing all this and nobody even knows it's even happening. And you, so many people look for other people to see what, if they're feeling something, they go, hey, since they don't think anything's happened, they don't think anything's happening, therefore nothing's happening.
Sure.
Not true. And then he goes on and says, since you disregarded my advice and you did not accept my rebuke, this is what he says. He says, I in turn will laugh. You know, so many people have a wrong perception of the reality of God because they left his word. You know, Christians have left his word. And he says he'll laugh. But why would he laugh? I mean, think about it. If you have a little toddler and you're holding their hand, they go, no, you know, I'm going to walk myself. And so the father just lets go of the toddler's hand. Of course, the toddler, you know, hits the ground and not in a mean way, but the father just goes, really, do you think you can exist outside of your father or your mother? Do you think, and God is, you know, that kind of laugh. He says, you know, in turn, I will laugh when disaster, not destruction, when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm. When disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, hurricane. When disaster or when distress and trouble overwhelm you, he'll laugh. Think about that. Well, people say, well, how could that be? The name of the hurricane is laughter. The word, the name Isaac means laughter.
Right.
That's what it means.
Wow.
This it means laughter. The word Isaac, they're going Isaac. Well, just replace that name with laughter. And just say laughter seems to be building. We have a tropical storm called laughter, and laughter is coming. Disaster is coming. A whirlwind is coming our way. Laughter, it's going to the Republican National Convention where we're choosing a potential Mormon leader who has Jesus wrong. You know, over this whole thing, and laughter is coming to, it's going to surge, they're going to close down, laughter is closing down your Republican National Convention. Laughter is, you know, coming and threatening your oil and closing down your oil. Laughter is coming to New Orleans. Laughter, and nobody knows. It's a shot being fired over the bowel of America. And what the Lord laid on my heart, this is what he laid on my heart, is, and remember, we can repent. And so you can find this on the VFN Torch, and you're hearing it now. You can share it. But listen to this, that this is a small thing. But God showed me this. God showed me a small thing. He showed me this when I was on a sabbatical, that he showed me how America was watching a little, thin, small, harmless type tornado that was coming out of this dark, huge, humongous sky that was covered in great turmoil that you could see no end to it, and they were thinking no big deal, but they didn't realize the sky was about to fall.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the sky falls. And it hits the earth, and the earth turns into an ocean, and all of a sudden, this huge tidal wave begins to come. And it's amazing the things that are taking place, you know. And you may have heard about the Guy Fawkes Mass. You got to hear what's going on. We're about to share some very detailed things with you. But I want you to understand this. That's a grace of God, the mercies of God. A warning shot is the mercies of God saying, hey, I'm getting your attention. I love you. I want to share my thoughts with you. Respond to my rebuke. Listen to me. And then he goes on to say in the rest of that proverb, he says, then after the disaster comes, he says, then you will call to me, but I will not answer. Can you imagine a season of that? God's not going to, it's not because God's not there anymore. It's the fact that you didn't listen to me. I'm not going to listen to you. You're going to be in a time of suffrage for a while because you didn't listen to me. He says, then you will call on me and I won't answer. Then you will look for me and you won't even find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways. You understand this? We always have bad ways. We make mistakes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But since we didn't listen to God, we're going to have to eat them. You know what I'm saying? Wow. It's not like we didn't have bad ways. I mean, right. The more you study even American history, you just want to like, is there a barf bag for here? You know, right. We've made so many mistakes and we treated people so bad and just, you know. But God, because we listened to God, there was mercy and grace for that moment, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he says, but then because this happened, you will eat the fruit of your ways. They will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. So all these schemes that, you know, men are doing, it just all turns in on them. Mm. He said, for the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency, oh my goodness, the sleeping church. Oh my goodness. Like, wake up. Right. Wake up. You know, right out of Israel, right out of Avi's ministry in Tel Aviv, he sends through his intercessors and he gives her permission to be able to share it with us that in Tel Aviv, Israel, that the church has been asleep. And he's talking. They said that she doesn't wake up.
Wow.
You know, if she doesn't wake up, and of course, we know she's been sleeping because we're like, right. Wake up.
Right.
Wake up. It's like, wake up, snoring. You can hear them snore, right? It's like, come on. And it says, for the waywardness of the simple who kill them. What we're seeing when you hear, he said, well, they're talking. It's called talking in your sleep. He says, and the complacency of the fool will destroy him. But listen to this. This is encouraging. He said, but whoever listens to me will live in safety.
Amen.
And be at ease without fear of harm. What is that? That's a jealous God who loves you and has a plan for your life, that wants to spend time with you and wants to walk this thing out for eternity. So you talk back and forth and have this thing called relationship because of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's an awesome thing. You know, I want to encourage you that if you haven't yet, you know, you're going to need to go to VFN TV and you need to watch some things like Prudent Preparation. You know, is the America under God's judgment? You know, the Elijah storm. And we are releasing this week. We started releasing it yesterday. It's called God Does Speak. God Does Speak. And we're going to be playing some of that for you today. But it's available on VFN TV. You get to it at VFNTV.com. I do want to say quickly, like I said, I was reading from an article on the VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on it, understanding what I talked about, the Hurricane Isaac, i.e. laughter, a warning shot over the fire, fired over the bow of America. And that at the very same time that God gave this to me, John, the very same time that he was giving this to me and I was having it put up, you know, I said, you know, I want to put this thing up. That and you can see at the very same time in the empire, you know, a country is called an empire. You know, it's called a nation. You know, we forget about that. You know, we don't longer call things empires anymore. But we're an empire.
Right.
And an empire of America. And so with that, at the very same moment that I'm hearing God's word, there is a shooting at the Empire State Building.
Oh, wow.
In New York. And it's available for, you can see this on the VFN Torch, but it's called multiple people shot near Empire State Building in Manhattan. And it's where the police were sitting at the time. And understand, these things are happening at the very same time. So the very same time God's laughing for us not responding, I'm writing what I believe the Lord is saying very specifically. At the same time, the empire has shots fired at it. And this is the big thing about it, that the most people, nine people, I believe, were wounded. But the number of people that were wounded, they were wounded by the police officers who never used their gun before in the line of duty. It wasn't there. You know, an employee went in to kill somebody and in that situation. But the police officers, when they responded, they started shooting and innocent bystanders. I mean, you can't just shoot in New York. I mean, there's people and building and concrete
everywhere.
I mean, if you shoot straight down at a concrete, at a little bit of angle, it'll hit the concrete. It'll rise up about 4 or 5 feet and it will travel horizontal all the way across for hundreds of feet. It doesn't just stop when you shoot the ground. And so you can be on one side of a car, for example, and somebody's on the other side of that car and they're shooting at you. You can actually point your shotgun down kind of at a 45 degree angle and shoot on the other side of the car where you're shooting underneath the car. It'll hit the concrete. It'll rise up about 5 feet and it'll travel right across, straight across underneath that car, and it will shoot that suspect's feet.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it'll keep traveling like that. Isn't that interesting?
That's interesting.
Well, not like 9 people, I believe, were shot, you know, by in a number of people. Were, were, the majority of people were killed by the law enforcement officer. And I'm saying this not to say anything about the officers. Understand, this is a sign. This is a sign that America's never had to deal with what we're about to have to deal with. And all these things that you can rely on when everything's going good, we're not used to that. And people are going to get hurt by people that are very meant to protect us. And because they've never faced it before, you just get zealous and you start responding and you have to do what you've never done before. And you, and people are just casualties in that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and we've seen some serious casualties and you're going to hear about it. You got to go to VFN TV today and you got to watch. God does speak. God does speak. It's a prophetic conversation that leaders had as we recorded a conference call, but has videos and things in there, including our presidents in there. We have people in there that are talking, and you're hearing right now. And now we're, why wait for its history? Why not hear it now and respond to it? And maybe God, and this is our hopes, it's not just to inform you, but to inform you in hopes that you would be hear God's voice and respond to him, what he's saying, so he can stop this disaster. Because he says, if we repent, he'll stop it. He will stop it. And so, you know, with that, I mean, at the very same moment that's being shared, and you can see this on the VFN Torch, I mean, here we're having to make those two things available at the very same time of what's taking place in there. And then right on top of that, what was released is the Family Research Council released a study that was done that religious hostility in America has risen greater than it's ever happened before. And you can find out about this. It's called A Survey of Religious Hostility in America, but hostility against religious liberty has reached an all-time high, they say, and the attacks are increasing at an unprecedented rate. America's first liberty, the First Amendment, the freedom of religion is being pushed out of the public life, out of schools, and even out of churches. And you got to see this thing. I mean, the list, case after 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 case. When we have Parthenon set up on the high place, the government supporting in Tennessee, in Nashville, we're pulling down the Ten Commandments, a little small thing, sitting behind the courts and all that. And you got to understand, it's not a, I mean, there's nothing more frustrating to hear somebody talk logically about this. There is no logic about it. If we stay in sin and we rebel against God, there's not going to be logic to this. It's God's just going to turn us over to this thing.
Right. That's right.
And you got to hear, you know, you can hear it. You can watch it on VFN TV. Is this nation under judgment? Is America under God's judgment? Just we do, you know, being in my law enforcement experience, it's like I go into a courtroom where I present the evidence, you know, I present what God says. No, I present the evidence, you know, what's taking place. So we look at the facts, and then we just go back and look at God's word. What does God's word say about this? And then you draw the conclusion based on what God says. Then we present the next evidence. There's three phases of judgment for a nation. God turns a nation over. And it's not, I'm not talking about the end of the world. But listen, if you die in this, it's the end of your world.
End of your world.
I like the people. This is not the end of the world. But he's dead. He's standing at the throne room of God. He died in that hurricane. She's dead now because of that. And it's like, you know, the world, our world personally ends when our breath leaves our body here. And then that's we answer for it at the throne room of God instantly. So don't be caught up in end times. Realize we're here for a vapor, a time, a short time. And we're going to be held eternally accountable for the decisions that we make. And the most important thing that we know is what we think about God. That's the most important thing about us, is what we think about him. That is he the Lord of our life? Have we made him not a religious expression, not a good idea, not a Sunday encounter, but the Lord of our life?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.